is too much for someone is nothing and all that. But let's talk about the dream, sleeping. You remember that's very important for us because
we divided the existence, the universes from the existence to dream, imagination, non-existence. Remember the dream. Okay, let's talk about that dream we are talking about. It's not like the normal dream. Yes? His fellow will say, listen, sometimes I look like I'm dreaming, but it's silly, don't believe it, I'm awake.
Yeah. Know that my eyes are asleep, my heart is awake. Know that my inactive form is inaction. The prophet said, my eyes sleep, my heart is not asleep to the Lord of created beings. Your eyes are awake, and your heart is sunk in slumber. My eyes are asleep, my heart is in the opening of the door. My heart has five senses other. Both the worlds are the stage for the senses of the heart.
Again, to emphasize that, do not forget I was talking about it. When I was talking about sleep, I was talking about those five senses inside. And we talked about the dream. One of the major points was when you're dreaming, your intelligence is off and you're on. Your heart is on. You have all your emotions, but none of your intelligence with you. That's why it was interesting for us. Here he will say, remember that five senses I talked about right at the beginning of this book. That is what it is. Yes?
Do not regard me from your infirmity. To you it is night. To me that same night is morning tide. To you it is
prison. The difference between enlightened. So to you it's the night. To me it's the morning. Because for me the sun has risen from the horizon of my heart. My heart is active. Yes, my intelligence is sleeping. This is much better than yours because your heart is sleeping and your intelligence is working. You are the animal. Yes?
To you it is prison. To me that prison is like a garden. To me the most absolute state of occupation has become freedom. Your feet are in the mud. To me the mud has become roses. You have mourning. I have feasting and drums. I am dwelling with you in some place on the earth. I am coursing over the seventh sphere like Saturn.
It's quite interesting because when you're listening to these beautiful verses, think that why didn't he bring it over there? Because the fellow who should say, I'm dwelling with you in some places on the earth. I'm cursing over the seventh sphere, like Saturn. Do you remember the other guy who made the air as a chair and stood up and said, you were supposed to talk like this. This fellow, that everybody believes that he is lazy, he talks too much, he eats too much, he sleeps too much. He will say, excuse me, but I'm not with you. Physically, I'm here. My animal is here, but I'm not this one. I'm the other fellow. The fellow you're looking at is not me, it's my shadow. Because that my physical existence. Yes?
It is not I that am seated beside you, it is my shadow. My rank is higher than thoughts. Because I have passed beyond thoughts and have become a swift traveler outside thought. I am the ruler of thought, not ruled, because the builder is ruler over the building.
Aha, this is one of the major points. Who is the intelligence? The intelligence is always in control. In control of me. So intelligence is like my boss when I'm the animal. He will say, oh, I'm not there anymore.
I'm somewhere that intelligence is my servant. It doesn't order me around. I will order everything around. Why? Because I'm transformed. Because this is something I built it. So the builder is me, not the building. You see, when you take control of your habit and your life, I said the major important stuff that you realize is that you are making yourself. You are not you. You are becoming something every single day, every single moment, actually. So you are making yourself. If you make yourself good, then you are the builder. You are not the building. If not, you are just the building. You're the animal, yes?
All creatures are subjugated to thought, and for that reason they are sore in heart and practice and sorrow.
Everybody is hanging on intelligence to the intelligence, and that's why they have sorrow and a closed heart, because they follow the intelligence.
I yield myself to thought purposely when I will spring up from the midst of them. I am as a bird of the zenith. Thought is a gnat. How should a gnat have power over me? Purposefully, I come down from the lofty zenith that those of base degree may attain to me.
You see, this is the difference between this enlightened fellow and an arrogant fellow. You say, listen, me, I attend to my intelligence, but I could jump out, leave the intelligence alone. Then I'll come back, because I have to give a benefit to other people with this intelligence. I'm contacted and I do my duties, but whenever I choose, it doesn't mean I throw away my intelligence. I let my intelligence work, but I'm the boss. I will control it. Yes?
When disgust at the qualities of the low seize me, I soar up like the birds which spread their pinions. My wings have grown out of my very essence. I do not stick two wings on with glue.
This is the story of Ja'far al-Tarrar and Ja'far al-Tayyar. There is one Ja'far, fellow who could fly. And there is one another Ja'far, the charlatan, who said, I could do that too. So he brought a lot of feathers, put them together, and stick it to himself to fly. You know the rest of the story. Here he will say, let me talk about the wing. The wing of the enlightened fellows grows from their essence. Means your wing should grow from your heart, not to attach some wing to yourself. When we talked about the wing, which is mainly the instrument of thinking, because the thought will fly, so you have to make your thought fly. You say that artificial wing doesn't work. It should be naturally coming from the essence of your existence. That's what this wing is all about. Yes?
The wings of Ja'far Tayyar are permanent. The wings of Ja'far Ayyar are borrowed. In the view of him that has not experienced, this is pretension. In the view of the inhabitants of the horizon, this is the reality.
Yes. Did you hear some word over there? No. This is the trick. I read it. Nazdan kilam yazog da'avist in nazd sokan ufuq ma'nist. Nazdan kilam yazog da'avist. He will bring in one silly Arabic word that no Persian uses, and will push it in here by force.
because this word was important at the beginning. Do you remember at the opening of this book, there was some explanation of why book two was delayed? Over there, the first paragraph ended with this word. The first paragraph was this, that he said, understand that God created everything to a limit. Everything has a limit, has a size to it. Except his gift to the enlightened fellows. And if you don't have the taste, you will not get it. This is that word of taste being repeated here. That over there when I was saying that if you don't have the taste, you don't get it, he repeats it here. The same word, and in Arabic, in the same way, to say that, okay, I told you, the one without the taste, the tasteless fellow, thinks that this is just a claim. But for the cavern of the horizon, this is the real meaning. This is the translation. Yes?
This is brag and pretension in the eyes of the crow. An empty or full pot is all one to the fly. When morsels of food becomes pearls within you, do not delay. Eat as much as you can. One day the sheikh, in order to rebuke ill thoughts, vomited in a basin, and the basin became full of pearls. On account of man's little understanding, the clairvoyant fear made the intelligible pearls objects of sense perception. When pure turns to impurity in your stomach, put a lock upon your gullet and hide the key. Anyone in whom morsels of food become the light of glory, let him eat whatever he will, it is lawful to him.
Ah, what was all that about? He said, okay, there is this feeling that you should have, this taste for this magical stuff. If you have that taste, you will get it. If you don't have that taste, whatever we talk about, it's claim. You think that we claim that, yes, this sheikh, he's this and he's that. Let me tell you one simple story. One day there was this good sheikh. He wanted to show to everyone. He vomited, and it was all, let's say, gold. It was essence, it was jewelry, it was worthy stuff. What did I mean by that? That I meant that there is the understandable essence. In this story, that sheikh made that understandable essence visible and touchable. Why? Because the fellows, they wouldn't get it. He did it for them to show that if you become enlightened, whatever you eat, you swallow, it will purify in you. So if you bring it out, it's fantastic. Other people, whatever you swallow, it will become the food of the animal, it will be rotten in your stomach, and it's awful. Something like this. It's complicated, don't worry, because next time we will come back to it. It's not finished yet. Yeah, okay, where are we? Yes. Aisha, روزی به پیغمبر بگفت, I'm going back to the paragraph we had last time. It's 34:11. Aisha روزی به پیغمبر بگفت, یا رسول الله, تو پیدا و نهفت, هر کجا یابی نمازی میکنی, میدود در خانه ناپاک و زنی. گرچه میدانی که هر طفل پلید کرده مستعمل به هر جا که رسید. گفت پیغمبر که از بحر مهان حق نجس را پاک کرد.